It's a tab party, baby!
Welcome to the Ted Party Podcast. All right, yeah. All right, guys, welcome to the episode 3 of the Ted Party Podcast. We have a awesome segment for you guys this week. The segment this week is called Straight Outta STL, and I have a couple of my friends with me today. They're local rappers in the St. Louis community, in the St. Louis scene, and we're going to bring a bunch of topics to the table. We're also going to hear their talents. You're also going to hear a little bit of me talking or rapping into the in the mic, and it's going to be good, guys. So, firstly, I want to introduce my dudes. We got Aaron.
What's up? What's up? I go by Interpreter.
We got Aaron. We got Eddie.
Hey, I'm Eddie. I rap, and I go by Sir Eddie C.
And we got Daryl.
Yo, what's up, man? I go by the name of Recluse.
And we also got a shout out to my cousin Tim.
Oh, hey there, guys.
We got my family in here watching. So, this week, we're going to talk about all the topics again. We're also going to bring a couple jokes to the floor, and we're also going to talk about what's hot. So, first of all, before we get into all the rapping that you guys are going to hear later on in the episode, we're going to talk about things about, like, what brought you guys, you know, into this kind of lifestyle. You know, who do you look up to, and, you know, like, what influenced you, and also, like, what, like, for instance, like, what do you got in your CD player kind of thing? Like, what are you listening to right now? What is hot to you? We'll start with Aaron.
Hey.
Not, all right.
Not technically from St. Louis, but I'm here, and I'll rep it with you guys. It's a nice city. I grew up overseas, in Europe, in the Middle East. Dad was in the Air Force. I grew up listening, got my first Bone Thugs CD when I was in fourth, fifth grade. It was Scratched past track 7.
That's a good album.
Yeah, I'd still just keep it in my Walkman, my disc player. but a lot of French hip hop, Canadian hip hop, and a lot of underground stuff growing up. I listened to all types of music, from jam bands to funk to world music. It's all played a part. Love poetry, love rhyming, love rhyme schemes. English was, creative writing was the only subject I was good at growing up, really. So yeah, took it from there.
What's up, guys? Yeah, it's Eddie. But so Ted, what's the question? Just like, what brought you to
what I'm asking you guys right now, like, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, before we get into all that, I also want to, like, talk about what you guys are about, like, guys listened to when you were kids, what made you go in the path you're on now to, like, fulfill, you know, like,
yeah, no
to,
doubt
to you know, find that creativity to put that out there into the world and to just, like, pursue your dream, you know,
for sure. So, like, kind of like in the same boat. From Belleville, Illinois, which is, you know, part of, like, the Metro East area, so, like, really close to St. Louis.
Real fast, I also want to bring up, I want to say this to the audience. Yeah. So, me and Eddie grew up in the same area.
Crazy.
We didn't really know each other until we grew up and we moved out to St. Louis, but we went to the same school.
West side of the Ville, Signal Hill.
Same, like, we were living on the same block, never even knew each other. Yeah. And then we became friends later down the road, and it was just one of those things, like, that I put on my social media, like, shout out Bell Vegas. And Eddie responded
on Instagram instantly. Yeah, like, yeah, it was wait that, a minute, it was like,
that,
what?
It was that... what was it? Straight Out of Bell Vegas?
Yep. And I was like, whoa, you from Belleville?
Yeah. That's what's up, though. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. But, like, part of that is, like, that's where, like, it started. Like, it was ironically at Signal Hill, like fifth grade. Miss Brown, I think, was like my teacher or something. One of my homies brought me Jay-Z's The Black Album. And before then, you know, like I would listen to rap, of course, you know, it was like in my age demographic. So it was always a part of the culture around me, but it wasn't like I was actually listening to it for like content. My homie Alex brought me The Black Album. And then that's when everything started to change. So awesome. Like from like what all 14 tracks I listened to, like the lyricism. And like that's where it became a like a part of like, OK, this is what hip hop is about. That's the difference between hip hop and like, you know, the bullshit rap and stuff like that.
For sure.
So like that was a part of it for me being interested in like the lyricism and everything. And then going on in high school, you know, I'm doing a million and one things, most notably like the debate team and weird, you know, suburb shit like that.
Yeah.
But like that's part of the cool thing that I feel like makes me just a little bit different than some rappers out there, because I have like I'm bringing something different to the table. You know, my perspective is a little bit different because, you know, I was that kid in high school. I always tell people like this is like if you want to get a kind of idea of what you get from 30C when you hear me rapping is like the story of a kid that, you know, was a black kid in Belleville, you know, on the debate team, but wearing Jordans at the same time. And people are looking at me crazy because I'm wearing, like, you know, Jordan 11s and talking
Eddie's
about
always
nuclear
got
policy,
some shoes on.
You know? So, like, yeah, sneakerhead. So all that wrapped into one, man. So, you know, I know Daryl wants to speak. So, you know.
Yeah, we got.
Let's pass the mic.
Pass that mic.
Yeah, what's up? Me, like, I've always liked cool shit. You know, well, it was cool to me at the time. And growing up, I fell in love with hip-hop. I remember spitting my first freestyle in my mom's living room to my sister and my cousins, and I thought I killed that shit, and everyone was just, like, laughing at me, like, that shit was weak as fuck. And I was just like, man, ain't no one finna laugh at me no more. Fuck all this. So I was just, like, working on it since I was 7. And the first song I ever wrote, I wrote it in my Spanish class in 8th grade, and it was for a girl who was going through a depression because she had a miscarriage. And after that, I was like,
wow.
Yo, I'm gonna write.
That's powerful.
Like, yeah, I was like, man, I'm just gonna keep writing real shit, you know? So I just speak about or rap about like shit I go through, what other people go through. You know, I've like seen pretty much every, like I pretty much look through the eyes to everyone, you know, in life, I feel like. So I can bring a lot to my music, you know, not just shit I go through. If my homie going through something, I'm gonna mention that, you know. Whatever's going on. My mom's sick. She got MS. So talk about shit like that, you know.
Real shit. Real
topic. Just real shit, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bitch-ass shit out here on the radio that I don't fuck with. And a lot of this shit in the local scene I don't fuck with right now. But I'm going to let y'all live. I'm going to let y'all get y'all shine, man. Yep. Just know I'm killing y'all shit from this point on. My shit coming soon. I don't give a fuck about y'all shit at all. But,
and we'll,
you know,
we'll get
I still
a,
love y'all.
We'll definitely get a taste of all this, all of what they got to to bring, but I want to mention something in all this too. Like, it's cool that, like, it's funny too that you guys all, like, when I heard, like, I always hear the beat first. That's what I think I connect with first, because I feel like that's where I'm at in this, in that life, you know. Like, the beat is what I like. But then you guys listen to like the poetry and stuff, and like, honestly, like, I couldn't probably memorize anything. It's like what the beat is. Like, when I was a kid, like I was a little kid that got into like old classic rock, like Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd, but like, no kidding, like when I was a kid, like I remember like every riff on a guitar, like the beat, like the bang, 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 you know. I remembered that. I couldn't remember the words, but I could remember like when it took off, you know, like on like Pink Floyd The Wall. It's like da na 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 na, you know. But that's me, you know what I'm saying? But also too, you know, I want to say this, guys, you know, we're going to have some, this is going to be good. We're going to, you might actually hear me rap a couple bars on this track. So I might surprise you with my talents, but we'll talk about other things too. You know, I'm really, also I want to mention, like, thank you guys for being on this. This is really awesome. I want to bring something out here that's not being done. You know, I want to just get off people that I know that are in this, that are trying to be heard and to show off what they got, you know. But also too, like, I want to talk about, like, you know, you all grew up in St. Louis, not necessarily you, but you living in this living in St. Louis, like what is, you know, because everybody like in the rap game really reps their city. They really do. They really, they're very proud of where they are, you know, and I just want to like ask you what you think about St. Louis. What's going on? I mean, are you guys putting like what's going on into your lyrics? Because, you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on. I mean, I was talking to someone a day or so ago about St. Louis is to me like where I grew up. You know, I grew up in Belleville, and I was like, man, I'm getting out of Belleville, but and I moved to St. Louis, you know, and I really love St. Louis. I really do. I think like it's my home. It's where I know everybody, and like honestly, like the food scene, and like there's a lot of cool things going on here that a lot of people don't know about. Like we were talking about outside, we were just talking about, you know, like what it was like to grow up in St. Louis, what it was like to be a St. Louis. Because now, like, if you leave St. Louis and you, I don't know if this from experience, but like if you were to go somewhere and you're like, oh, I'm from St. Louis. Like I know back in the day we were talking about East Coast and West Coast. And when you were from the Midwest, people looked down upon that, you know, until it really broke out. And I just want to ask you guys what you think about like what's going on with all that. I mean, it's all like calm waters now. It's like anywhere you got talent, doesn't matter. Cause like you see Drake's from Canada, you know, and he's out there doing that kind of stuff. But you know, what do you think?
I feel like St. Louis does have a scene now, you know, and very I feel much. Like it is getting noticed, but you know, St. Louis more so is getting recognized for the negative aspects of it right now. It's like all the fucked up shit happening in the city right now. Little kids getting killed and shit like that. Yeah. You know, Mike Brown. So, like, you know, I feel like all artists right now are really, you know, bringing that shit to light now. Because, you know, we've been dealing with this shit our whole life, you know. People been getting racially profiled in Ferguson, you know. Just the whole city as a general, you know. So now that, like, shit's brought to light, I feel like St. Louis is just in the light. And this is the time that we got to use, you know, to break out and let people know, like, you know, because the news is not going to get it all. No. They got to do it through the music. That's the only thing that's going to, you know, get the people ears, you know. If they're not going to turn on the news, they're going to turn on your song and play it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And also, too, you know, like, I feel like there's so many great things, you know, about this city that, you know, naturally I was saying, like, West Coast, East Coast, like, you got the Statue of Liberty, you know, you got all these iconic things. We got the arch, you know, like what, as far as like being personal into lyrics, like what are you guys like, what's different between what's going on with you guys? Like you just said, you noted a little bit on it, you know, talking about like, that's real stuff you put on pen to paper. You know, you talk about stuff that people are going to like, anything like of this level it's very serious. It's very, you know, people are going to turn and they're going to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But also from like, just like a cultural side, St. Louis has always been different, you know, than all the other major markets, which is important for the artist to show that and display that to the rest of the world. Cause right now, like, I honestly feel like St. Louis is almost on the verge of a renaissance period right now, where it's like there are certain artists out there doing stuff right now that at any moment it can be, you know, that pop, and then, you know, like that's going to be the next hot thing, like in the early 2000s when Nelly popped. But instead of one person this time, I feel like it's going to be, you know, like a whole scene of people. Like you have Chicago, like they have a whole scene of rappers that are all different. You know, Chance the Rapper is nothing like Chief Keef. You know what I mean?
But not
like,
at all.
They're all in the same age group and they're all popping right now. And I feel like St. Louis, you know.
Yeah, what is St. Louis? St. Louis, what do they have? Nelly, they have Chingy, they had that one chick. What was that chick's name?
Man, I don't. What, oh my Tiffany goodness. Fox, like
yeah, maybe,
yeah, like Jibs. And Jibs. They got Jibs. Can't forget Jibs.
We're like, we're
Jaquan. But you know, like those were like industry rappers. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it's a like real like difference between rappers that do it for the art form and people that like got signed to Universal and put out a platinum single. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So like right now, it's people that's doing it for the art. And like, you know, like Daryl, like Recluse said, it's a lot of bullshit rappers out there too, but that's in everybody's scene. But the thing that's important is that, you know, rappers like me, him, you know, pretty much the people that are in this room right now, like, beat back that shit and like actually come out with stuff that's actually going to be of prominence in the city and like get the bigger focus, you know, on it.
Do you guys actually like Nelly? I want to ask that because, you know, like, I don't know, man. I feel I've lived other places besides St. Louis. And yeah. Like, what's funny, you mentioned Jibs because like Chain Hang Low came out when I was living in Phoenix. And I was like, yeah, St. Louis, you know, and like, but every time I hear like hot shit, like it like puts chills down my body. Well, I'm like, oh.
Definitely when you're a younger cat and you haven't experienced all of what hip hop and rap can bring to the table, you're gonna love what's popping. And Nelly, no exception. Like, he was hot shit. I mean, like, hot I was bumping shit. That shit when I was a kid, along with Ludacris. And I focused my sights more on the underground scene lately, for the past many years. And I think content is where it's at. And I'm not from STL. I saw something special in this city. That's why I want to kind of start as interpreter. I want to start here in a fast renaissance, in a growing city, in a city that means what they say, especially in the local scenes. And I've been a nomad of sorts, man. I've never lived in one place for longer than 3-4 years max, and then I was off to another country.
What's that like, man? Like, I mean, you say you were from in France,
lived in Japan for a year, Germany for 4 years.
What is that like?
I could see France from my balcony, northern France.
That's so nuts, man.
In the Middle East, especially, man. If someone asked me where I'm from, I'd like to say the Middle East, just because 7 years there, all my high school and some middle school, like Middle East is like ingrained. Like, I could speak Arabic by the second year. I lost all of it now because if you're not immersed in the culture, it's hard to keep up with the language. But you know, culture is definitely ingrained in my poetry and theoretical story. I love abstract shit, you know.
I can't wait to hear you guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
On the question of Nelly though, and you know, I don't really want to make it about him, but like, part of it is that nostalgia about it, where you hear hot shit. Like, I don't care where I'm at. Like, you know, like I said, I'm from Belleville. I don't care where I'm at. You hear hot shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get a reaction out of it. You know? So, like, I don't want, you know, because people give Nelly a really bad rap right now. But you got to realize that it was at one point in time where even Jay-Z, as you know, like, God levels all rapping. Yeah. Only dudes moving units is M, Pimp Juice, and Us.
Yes.
Meaning Eminem, Nelly, yes, and Hov. That was it. Like, for it was a short period of time where Nelly was up there.
He was.
So, you know, you can't really take that away from him. Yeah, he wasn't the most lyrical dude, but he never came out and said he was lyrical, at the same time.
You know, and I don't want to get on a Nelly talk like we kind of are, but, you know, too, Nelly really did, and we'll stop talking about Nelly after this, but, like, but he, like, got in different genres of music. He did a song with Tim McGraw. He was really out there doing things that people didn't do. And that's what I'm kind of saying to you guys. Like, you know, like, I mean, nowadays everyone's kind of doing a little bit of what everyone else has done. I mean, it's hard to be original these days, but there are differences in people's style and what they bring, how they dress and all that stuff, you know, you know, talk about Nelly, but Nelly, I mean, I like Nelly. I like all music. You know, it doesn't have to be just rap. I feel like in when you're rapping, though, like, it could be about anything, like classic rocks. I really appreciate people who use people who bring in, like, rock samples into a beat. You know, it's something, like, original beats are cool, too, but, like, you know, when you bring back an old beat and you just put like amazing poetry on it, it's awesome. So I really want to talk about, so I do in my podcast, I talk about wild and crazy things like the show Wild and Crazy Kids. And I want to talk about some things, what you think. Like last episode, we talked about like who would win in a fight. We might bring that back, but I got something better than that. Right now, this segment I have today is called Who has a better beard? Okay.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
This is strange.
This is very strange. So first, the first two guys I'm going to bring to the table, I want you to answer this question. We'll move on to the next. Who has a better beard? Jack Nicholson?
Who the fuck is Jack Nicholson?
Exactly what I wanted to hear. Or Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. I don't even know who this other dude is. Of course, Chewbacca.
I know.
Shit. I'm going to go with Jack Nicholson because, like, Chewbacca has to be disqualified because he's all hair. Like, you can't have a beard if you're all hair.
It's
you're just.
Onesie, bro.
It's yeah.
It's a onesie beard.
Like, wasn't like Jack Nicholson in like The Shining, like the original movie version. Like when he came through the fucking door, it was like
pretty sure he's had a beard.
Yeah, like he was not. He looked trill in that. Like when he came through the door, he's like, yeah, that was Trill. So I get you got to go with Jack on that.
Jack. Every time I see Jack, motherfucker's pretty unkept. He doesn't ever look like he's like, sober, first of all, and
it's like he puts his fingers in his hair and he just goes like that and he's just like, I'm good to go.
Dude's getting old, so he seems like he's maybe has some dementia as well. I don't it's probably pretty fucking nappy right now. Chewbacca never ages.
I'm gonna tell you what personally got me into sporting a beard ever since I saw it. So actually, it was this is a little weird, but I was watching the Oscars and George Clooney had a beard and it was like the perfect silver fox salt and pepper beard. And I was like, he wears that beard pretty good. So I don't know. You can call me what you want to call me, but I was like, from this day forth, I will grow a beard. And that's why I have a beard. Because of Bruce, or not Bruce, because of George Clooney. That's another topic.
Bruce Wayne.
All right, guys. So I also want to talk about, we were talking about stuff outside that's kind of, you know, fun and games and stuff like that. But like, you see all these people out there these days, you know, and in pop culture and what's popular and what's really in my, what I think is just dumb, and like you see like 18-year-olds getting Lamborghinis, and I wanted to mention Lamborghinis in our segment, and I also want to talk about Iceland, but we'll get to that later. But like, you know, like I want to ask you guys, if you could have a car right now, like what would it be?
My car,
dream
right now,
car right now.
My car right now is a dream car. It may not be the best kept car. It's a VW Jetta. A TDI, diesel engine, 5-speed, broken tape deck.
That's a bold statement.
Broken tape deck, fucked up sunroof. It's discolored like a motherfucker. I love it. It's my baby.
All right.
I would just, you know, maybe pimp it a little bit, you know.
Call a exhibit.
Clean it more than once a year. Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
1985, white Lamborghini Countach. Okay. Two of them.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, man. Just anything that like looks cool, like yeah, like a Lamborghinis, like they look cool. So
any two tone.
Yeah. Nah, I just do like the tangerine joint. Like, you know, like the most obnoxious color you can get. Be like, bitch, I got money. Like, you know, like or like a Brinks truck. Like, fuck it. Like, you know,
yeah.
Why not?
I would do that. I would buy a Penske truck and pimp it out. That'd be so nice. So sweet. What about you?
Man, we talking dreams, dog. I need them to recreate.
All this stuff is possible, too. I'm asking these questions because, honestly, like, I've heard ones. And this is what keeps me going. I'm not, like, necessarily. I think cars a terrible investment. I hear people spend, like, for instance, like, I saw Floyd Mayweather spent $5 million on a car that he can only drive in the track. It's stupid to me. But
he
like,
got stupid money.
He does have stupid money. I wish I had that kind of stupid money. But you know, I'm going to interrupt real quick. I would get an R8, an Audi R8. That would be my thing because it's very, it's sleek, and it's practical in a way, I guess. I mean, it's a two-seater, but hey.
Yeah. I would have somebody recreate that red joint that Jason David Frank had in Power Rangers Turbo. I need that because that bitch was lit. That was like the first car I ever wanted. I was
throwing
like,
it back. Me and my cousin actually went and saw that movie.
St. Clair 10.
Shout out Illinois.
Right.
That shit was lit.
Oh my goodness. You want to know something about that dude? Okay, so I follow that dude on Instagram. All because a dude that used to work with us met him. So I was like, all right, I'm going to see him, you know, because he's like, oh, I like Power Rangers when I was a kid. I'm not afraid to say it. Like, I was like,
still love Power Rangers.
8. And that was on. It's, you know, it's one of the longest running TV shows, too. It's going over 20 years. That's crazy. But that dude, I remember I saw a meme, and there was a meme about, you said Jason Frank or whatever his name is, Jason the White David Ranger Frank. Or Green Ranger or whatever. Oh, and he, the red, yeah, the black.
Black Ranger.
He's everything. He's literally the longest running Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Shout out Power Rangers. Right. But but he is like bad. He is like 17 champions, like five black belts.
Ass.
Like he is a bad motherfucker, you know.
Not to be fucked with.
Yeah, and like, you know, Tommy like, hey, what up, Power Ranger? Like pop on your face.
Right, he'll fuck you up.
But I want to get into your guys' talents. I want to hear what we gotta hear. So let's get all into that. We do. Before we get into that, I do want to mention some other things. Like you guys, how can everybody find you, hear you, watch you? What do we got? So first, say your name. Like, who are you guys? And then boom.
My birth name is Aaron Avery.
Okay.
I go by interpreter, N-T-R-P-R-T-R, no vowels, interpreter, no vowels. I've got my Instagram with a YouTube link. I got SoundCloud. I've got CDs in the back of my car. So find the VW Jetta cruising around.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown, Central West End, I don't know. Cherokee Street. Yeah. Yeah. Check me out on Instagram and SoundCloud. You'll find me. You can hear my shit. I'll give you a free CD.
Yeah. Looking catch forward to it, brother.
Catch me on the streets. I'll give you a free CD.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, my name is Eddie. I go by Sir Eddie C. So it's like the sir, like yes, sir, no, sir. And then Eddie, E-D-D-I-E. And then just the letter C. And that's on everything. Twitter, Instagram, my Gmail, you know, even my SoundCloud and everything. So yeah, that's me. You know, see me anywhere in the city. If you see me, greet me, you know, just because I'm socially awkward sometimes. So like if I like see you and I kinda know you, I won't say anything to you, but I might shoot you a glance. I'm like, I think I know that person. But then I won't say anything and pretend like I didn't see you. So you just got to kind of grab me and be like, hey, I know that you see me, Eddie. Say hi.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Daryl. Go by Recluse. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Reclusive Loner. And SoundCloud, Recluse Raps. I got the YouTube link on there to my joint, Her World. It's going to be on my upcoming EP called Calm Before the Storm, and then I got anime coming right after that, all before the end of this year.
Very nice, very nice. Awesome. Well, we'll get into all that here in a second. I also just want to do a quick shout out to my cousin Tim.
What's up, Tim?
For sitting in.
Tim, the fucking legend.
Tim is a legend. Tim, just to say about Tim, Tim is an accomplished film major. He is out there doing things with film that no one else is doing. If you want to like mention your stuff too, you could definitely have people check out your stuff. Also, I want to say me and Tim, like this is my cousin, he's my brother.
3 months apart
on age. We've done a lot of things. Like you guys are talking about when you guys were growing up, you guys were writing stuff down. Me and him were writing movies and making movies and stuff like that. That's what we were doing. Like we always said, if we ever got big, you know, like Adam Sandler brought his whole all his friends and his movies and all. That's how it's going to be with him. But if you want to...
Very true. Yeah, we got our start together with our seventh grade movies at Grandma's house playing, just making the worst movies anyone's ever seen, ever. I've actually found them lately and been watching them, and it's really cringeworthy. But yeah, I make movies now. They're pretty much absurdist comedies. I'm on YouTube and Vimeo, Tim Venhouse. I also have like an alter ego named Arthur Stevenson that I use as my moniker when I edit my films, because I always have like, I do like everything, writing, directing, shooting, acting. So I don't want to like have my name like 15 different times in the credits. So I got to switch it up a bit. But I just had a film in the St. Louis Filmmaker Showcase. Ted was there for that. He came and represented, watched me at the Tivoli. That was some cool shit.
Straight out of St. Louis.
Straight out of St. Louis. And Just look out, and Tim will be on that screen looking at you. All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, guys, let's get all into it, and we'll start rapping.
Who wants the mic?
Gotta catch the beat. So high, can't feel my face. These niggas is the realest fakes. Show us your real estate. These niggas sis, fuck it anyway. Government, won't you pay for my classes? I'm broke, won't you aid my finances? Your city gritty, my nigga, what mine's tragic. It's full of killers and dealers, we real savage. Got Zans in my hand, bout to pop my vision blurry, did I just run a stoplight? Girl claiming that she pregnant, but it's not mine. Ain't the five eye, ain't the five type. Saw my mama cry, let me traumatize. If they kill my brother, then I gotta ride. If I gotta die, shit, I gotta die. Ain't a suicide, just a homicide, nigga.
Check, interpreter.
Hang in dim lit diners, pin ups to condemn minors. Enough to offend veterans stuck in their knit sweaters. Aha, it's the moment of serendipitous clarity. Paradigm shifts buried impetuous endeavors. No doubts in the police committee prayer room, spare room, sepia toned cities and portraits of rare heirlooms. Yo, kick the door, stop, bang the shin, swipe the stool, poke the eggs and bacon. But they're famous for their grains and grit. What's a spoon to a steak? What's a dollop to a stack? Dirty dollars in exchange for a plastic doggy bag. Dividing time between a coffee and confinement seeming so socially inadequate as you long for peace and quiet.
Next song.
What? B? That's cool.
That Mobb Deep.
This cool. Man, you know, they mad because I got this beat. Ha. Yeah. I'm just trying to catch the beat, trying to. Yeah, I'm super comfortable in here, by the way, guys. This shit is awesome. Hey, say this for you. Hey, hey, yo, live from the west side, this one is Eddie Sun, representing Belleville to the fullest. Let's do this. How these rappers looking at me? Rap ain't seventh heaven, and my dogs ain't happy. If you never saw that show, then you probably didn't catch me, but I can't afford to slow down like a money hungry taxi. Actually, half of me gladly rap about rapper things, like racks up in my jeans, diamonds that gleam, and other things. So fake, so lean, I do this shit for my team. Money stack, matter of fact, do my thing, you know I'm mean. Eddie C back in this big shit. I'm tripping, right? This off the top, matter of fact, and getting to the right. Yeah, and I'm back on that. I got Ted up in here, and you know that we back. What's up? Let me catch the beat. Again? Oh, you running? You about to go in?
Okay. It's Teddy D, and I've never been to NYC. But I really wanna see the Statue of Liberty. But I can't go right now cause I really gotta pee. Hey, it's Teddy Pardee in the street. What? I got my dudes with me rapping them beats. In the streets. Oh yeah. Gonna rap, that's a fact. Praise hallelujah. What? Okay. TED party day, hey. Oh yeah, hey. Thank you very much for coming on my podcast and rapping. And that's all I gotta say. Everybody start clapping. Back up.
I can get back on it.
Yeah. Niggas say they wanna grow old, then they wanna die rich. I don't wanna grow old, shit, I'd rather die quick. Born 9-5, I don't wanna see 9-6. Bro, how you living? Shit, I'm just surviving. Living in the city, it's fucking with me, it's fucking shitty. Ain't a motherfucking thing pretty in the 3. It's swim over Saint, it's kill over B. I see why these niggas rather deal with the keys. Got a hope and a dream, I'ma see the coast, west of the east. Don't wanna breathe the smoke, but it helps when it's healing. I'm at war with myself, just like another L, damn, pop another pill. Getting so high, but I'm feeling low still. Fake ass smile, what I'm feeling so real. Yeah, what I'm feeling so real. Bitches tear party and I'm killing y'all still. Yeah, 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 yeah. Check, yeah. Yeah, I rock a scuffed pair of Sambas, hoodies on the blue leather kit. 2 checks a month, still looking for something better. Born to clutch this corded microphone and fight boredom till night condones. My antics on a platform at the core of battered thunderdomes. Had to run down flat with a scale tilt and digits, tubes and brown bags. Went from sniffing glue to building with it.
Woo!
I need some more beat. I need some more beat.
Beat. Oh, shit is back. Hey, guys. Yeah, yo, now sir, ready, how you do that there? And you know I got my guys, that's my crew right there. And they saying that we living like we don't care. Jordan 8, fuzzy part, nappy like my hair. That shit rare, yeah, like the kicks that I wear. Everything royal, Jordan 1, young lord here. And the bread coming, Jordan 1, you see what I did? Whoa, a sneakerhead and this ain't no trend. And yeah, I ain't got a line about the shadows, but I miss the D's when I sneeze in these black toes. Whoa, I'm nice with this, this shit is like a night shift. You born in 96 and up, you ain't no fucking 90s kid. Fresh Prince, Jordan 6, 91 if the year Michael know I'm sick. Yeah, ball and click like Scott Hall. The mini rapper think he's sick. We shit on him. Anything that I spit be all marvelous. Woo, gorgeous, woo, flawless. And this is artwork, niggas playing with Marcus. And I'm a black star, word to brother Marcus. And that's Garvey Harley, I'm a novice. And I bet I'm straight edge like Steve Harvey lining. Okay.
One more time, one more time. Hey, it's Teddy Party. Y'all can see me. Thank you very much, guys, for coming on and rapping on style. What? Hey, yeah. But yeah, thank you very much, guys, for coming on. I appreciate it. And I hope you all did too. Thank you.